us find ourselves before God in a time of silence, and then join in our hearts together as we pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh. Convict, convert, and consecrate many hearts and lives to your great good and to thy great glory. And this we ask as we continue to pray today. Father, that you would be glorified in the life we live, the words we say, the thoughts of our hearts, and the actions of our lives. That you may forgive us in those times when we fall short. Lift us up in those times when we struggle. Let us see in those times of darkness. Let us feel in those times of hopelessness. Remove the dark of doubt and fear from our hearts and lives, and restore in us the light of Christ, the light of the psalmist, the light of David, the light of the creation of newness of life. Restore in us a new heart. In everything may we give you praise. In everything may we give you honor. In everything may we share your goodness. For truly, your love is a steadfast love that endures forever. Father, as we continue our hearts and prayers before you today, we lift the needs of our congregation before you. Some we've lifted aloud, some silently upon our heart, some written there in our bulletin, as people call on us as the family of God to lift them up in prayer. Father, let us be diligent in doing that, in lifting prayers, in lifting each other, in sharing love and mercy that you have shared with us. And Father, as we do pray for our church and the churches in our community, we pray for the churches around the world that they would proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, not just in words, but in deeds and in actions. And Father, we pray truly today for the leaders of our country and the countries around the world, that we would come to know each other in love and grace, centered on the creating God of the universe, through the name of Jesus, in whom we have recognized and seen the fullness of God's love and mercy. Father, on this Palm Sunday, we have lifted our words, we've lifted the palm branch, we have prayed together, we have did psalms together, we have sang together. Father, we are truly together in spirit, maybe even in life. Draw us closer. Let us to lean upon each other, to gain strength from one another, to lift one another, all in the name of Christ our Savior. And Father, as we extend our prayers today, we extend it for our religious leaders around the world who know Christ as truly their Lord and Savior. May they be able to boldly proclaim his grace, love, and mercy into a hurting world around us. And Father, we pray for those who suffer loss, who grieve. Father, they just are in a place where they need your tender mercies, your strength, and your presence, anew and afresh with each passing moment, it may seem. And Father, for those who are in hospitals or nursing homes or shut in their own homes, for those who care for others with sickness or disease, Father, give them strength, bless them, and may your grace fill them. And now may you hear us, as in heart and voice we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Stand for our hymn of preparation, number 334, There's a Sweet, Sweet Spirit. There's a sweet, sweet spirit.